Brother Dryad asked Anansi, "What are you doing on the rock top, Anansi?" Brother Anansi said, "I am planting corn." And he started pang, pang. And then Brother Anansi said to Brother Dryad, "Where are you going, Brother Dryad?" Brother Dryad said, "I am going to the barber to get my hair cut." Brother Anansi said, "Oh, you're going to the barber." Brother Dryad said, "Yes, Brother Anansi, and I got to run now. I got to go." And when Brother Dryad turned around the corner, Brother Anansi stood up and leaned back on his pickaxe stick and said, "My, my, how is it Brother Dryad going to the barber and there's no hair on his head?" Brother Anansi fell down just as he said that, because he was not supposed to criticize Brother Dryad's head. And Brother Dryad turned right back because he knew Anansi was going to say something about his head. And he came back and he took up Anansi off the rock top, put Anansi in Anansi's own bag with the others, and took them home. And when he got home, he let go all the others, Brother Lizard, Brother Tukuma, and Brother Anansi, tied him up and said, "I am going to punish you because you got to learn this lesson, to do unto others as you would like others to do unto yourself." And this is the end of the story. Jack Mandora may not choose no more. Did you enjoy the story? Very good, very good. Our next story will be told to you by Vita. Listen as she tells you an Anansi story.
Okay.
Okay, my story today is also about Brother Anansi, but I'm going to tell you about Brother Anansi and the planting. Now, Brother Anansi was clever, but he was also very greedy. Brother Anansi wanted to eat everything all by himself. He had a family and he had children, but he was greedy, so he wanted to eat more than everybody else all the time. So he always used to try to outsmart somebody in order to get more food than they got. So this time, food was scarce, and the neighbors used to help them out. So he took the children over to the neighbors that used to give him food, and the neighbors this time gave the children the planting, each one for each child, but they didn't give Anansi any planting. So Anansi figured, he said, "Well, if they get the planting and I don't get any, I'm going to have to go to bed hungry tonight." Anyway, they tried to go around and try to get some more food, but they didn't make out any more food. They ended up going home with just the 4 plantains for the children and for the wife. But you know, Anansi's wife and children, they loved him very much. So even though they all knew that there was no other food in the house, they knew that they were going to share with Anansi. Anansi wasn't satisfied with the fact that he was going to get a share of everybody else's own. He had to make up some way in order to get more than everybody else. Anyway, Anansi went home and they cooked the plantain, and the first child came and gave Anansi a half of his plantain. The second child came, gave Anansi a half of his planting. So he, Anansi, now got one whole planting, and all everybody has got his half. So the other child came, gave Anansi a half of his planting, he got a 1.5. The next child came, gave him another half. So here Anansi got 2 planting. The wife now came, and the other child, they each gave Anansi a half. So Anansi, instead of getting a piece of planting each, Anansi got a whole 3 plantains for himself. 2 whole plantains for himself, while everybody else had to eat a half. And when he ate up his half, he took his time to make sure he was eating it, and he just ate, and he crunched, and he scrunched, and he scrunched, grumps, 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 and he ate up all the plantains. And then when he ate up all the plantains, and his wife made some juice, and she brought him his usual big mug of juice, and he sat there and he drank down the juice so fast, you'd think anybody was chasing Anansi with the juice. And when he drank it up and he sit back and he hit his chest, feeling good, Anansi belly full. And he strut around here, and he just ate up, you know, and he drank up the juice, and he finished the last of the juice, whop, whop. Drank up the last of the juice, and when he drank the last of the juice, and he stretched out, he went, he burped, now his stomach full. And he sat there, and he made this big burp, and he got up, and he burped again. And he says, my wife, I need to take my bath now. So the wife got out and she got the pan ready and everything, got water and get old Nancy his warm bath and put him to bed. So when Nancy went in, got his bath, and cleaned up himself, looking nice and trim and sweet up. And then Nancy not one time ever looked around and said, thank you, my wife and my children. But you see, that is a Nancy. A Nancy don't care about anybody but himself. And so from the moral of this story is to tell you that you should always try and be like the Nancy's wife and children. You have to share what you get and make sure that others around you enjoy what you have because somebody else was kind enough to share with you. And that's the end of this story. Jack Mandora, me no choose no more.
Very good. Let's give her a hand.
Okay, Sophia, you have one?
Uh-oh, here comes Justin.
The story I'm going to tell you about is Brother Nancy and the Pretty Little Pot. Now, about this time, they really weren't getting much food. So Brother Nancy, he was very sad, and so he went out for his usual walk. Brother Nancy went down this straight path, and he came to this bush to stop. And when he looked around the bush, he saw this very pretty pot. Now, he said, my, isn't this a pretty little pot? And to his surprise, the pot answered. The pot said, my name is not Pretty Little Pot. My name is Eat Well. So the pot said, the pot just kept on talking. And Brother Nancy said, well, fool, let me see. And the pot filled up with all the nice foods that you could think of. And Brother Nancy sat there and he ate all of the food. So he took up the pot and he wanted to take it home to his children. So he took the pot home to his children and he called all his children and his wife together and he said, everybody come and see what I've got. So everybody gathered around to look at the pot. Now Brother Nancy repeated his words. He said, my, isn't this a pretty little pot? And the pot answered and said, my name is not Pretty Little Pot. My name is Fullwell. So Brother Nancy said, Full, let me see. The pot filled up of all the foods once again. So the wife went and got a plate and she dished out food for all her children. Now Brother Nancy had to go out and work the next morning. He brought all of his children together and said, now listen, make sure that no one touches the pot. He took all his children and he pushed the pot way up underneath the bed. So Brother Nancy left and went on his usual walk out to go and farm or whatever. And so when all the children were finished with their chores, the oldest child, she became real curious. And then they said, well, we're kind of hungry and there's no food. So the oldest child said, why don't we use the pot? Why don't we use the pot? Daddy won't know. So she's the one, and she went under the bed, and she got the pot out, and she took it out, and then she said the words, and the pot filled up with food, and she shared out for the younger children, and they all ate. Now, when Brother Nancy came home, he went underneath the bed and called his wife and everyone, and they started to, Brother Nancy came around, and he was talking to his children and everything. Then he went for the pot. And he said, my, isn't this a pretty little pot? The pot didn't answer. He said it again. The pot didn't answer. He looked at all of his children, and he asked, which one of you touched the pot? All of the children looked real sad, and they didn't say anything. He asked again, which one of you touched the pot? He was just looking down, and none of the children answered. Brother and Nancy didn't say anything. They all went to bed without a word. So the next day, Brother Nancy, he went down the same path, and behind that bush, he saw a whip. And oh, the whip was so long and pretty, and he said, my, isn't this a pretty little whip? And the whip answered, my name is not Pretty Little Whip, my name is Beatwell. So Brother Nancy said, Beat, let me see. And so the whip turned on Brother Nancy and he slashed them left and right. And oh, Brother Nancy was crying, stop, please. And he had bruises all over him. Oh, please stop. So when the whip finally stopped and it dropped to the ground, he picked up the whip. And now he knew what he was going to do. So he took home the whip and showed all of his children, oh, isn't this a beautiful whip? Next morning, he told his children the same thing. Don't touch the whip. And so he put it underneath the bed. Now the oldest child, she hadn't learned a lesson. So when they had finished their chores and everything, she was very curious. So she took out the whip and she said, "My, isn't this a pretty little whip?" And then to her surprise, the whip answered. The whip said, "My name is not Pretty Little Whip. My name is Beatwell." So the oldest child said, "Beat, let me see." And it started whipping her left and right. And oh, she was crying and bleeding and all these cuts. And the whip just whipped her and whipped her and whipped her. And she was crying. All of the other children just stood and looked back, glad that they weren't the one who went and interfered with the whip. And by this time, it was still whipping and whipping. And then all of a sudden, the whip just stopped and it dropped to the ground. And then she was crying and she went and washed up. Now, as she was putting the whip back under the bed, Brother Nancy walked in the door and he didn't say a word. He saw her putting it back and all the bruises on her and everything. He didn't say anything to her because he knew she had learned her lesson. Jack, mind you, I'm going to choose no more.
Very good. All right.
All right.
Okay. Ready? Sometimes when I'm telling stories, in and between the stories, to change the atmosphere, I would pop in a little poem. But these poems are amusing. Listen to this one. The topic is "Good morning, buddy." "Good morning, buddy. Me no buddy for you. Then a who then, sir? A tenner. A which a tenner? Tenna tenna saw, which a saw? Saw sack a buyer, which a buyer? A buyer buy a steel, which a steel? Steel still a go, which a go? Go go far, which a far? Far far ma, which a ma? Ma ma doodle, which a doodle? Doodle doodle swatch, Mr. Swatch. Swatch Mr. Bennett is the man figure play for the young girl, rose identical, funny like a femi girl, tinterentical. Whoops, cool.
The pen that's bad, don't lay the blame on me. It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary. But my heart's right there.
It's supposed to be a love song, you see. Tipperary in the war,
you see. That poem that you just did.
That's in Patois.
The poem that you just did, what's it about? It's in Patois?
Yes, it is in Patois.
Is it nonsense or...
No.
Or?
It's not nonsense, but because it was said very fast, it's a bit difficult to really pick up. But the gist in it is to get the rhythm out of it at the speed at which I was going. Mm-hmm. And I would possibly say it maybe 5-10 times and the next person cannot repeat it.
Uh-huh.
Because the speed I was going with it.
So is it something like Peter Piper?
Yes, right.
It's one of those.
Yes, one of those type of things.
Tongue twister.
Yes, right.
In Patois.
In Patois. Yes.
What does it say?
Okay, I can. It's like you meet a friend, and you are saying to the friend, "Good morning, my friend," and the friend said, "I'm not your friend." Then you say, "Who then is my friend?" And another name say, "Good morning, buddy." He said, "Me no body for you." Then who? Then a saw means sir. Which a saw? Which saw? Which sir? Saw sack a buyer. Which buyer? Buyer buy a steel. Which steel? Steel still a go. Which go? Go go far. Which far? Far far ma. Which ma? Ma ma doodle. Which doodle? Doodle doodle swash. Which swash? Swash Mr. Bennett. Is the man to play for the young girl, Rose Identical, which is funny like my girl, Tinterintical. Then you laugh. Hoo-hoo!
Mommy, she had once used to tell me about the blue blood
And then we used to have songs like, you know, at Christmas times that we used to sing when we tell stories like, carry me a kigowal instead market, not a quarty what sell. Lord, what a night, what a night, not a light, what a bite, what a Saturday night. Come on, let's sing it, come on. Carry me a kigowal instead market, not a quarty what sell. Carry me a kigowal instead market, not a quarty what sell. Lord, what a night, light, what a Saturday night. Lord, what a night, not a light, not a bite, what a Saturday night. Everybody come feel up, not a quarty what sell. Everybody come feel up, not a quarty what sell. Lord, what a night, not a light, what a Saturday night. Everybody come feel up, not a quarty what sell. No, the gist of that is, there's a big market in the parish of St. Catherine named Linstead Market. And in the middle of the night, way back there, in the war, in World War II, the light went off. And ackee, which is the national dish of Jamaica, the people were selling ackees at the time when the light went off. And because there was no light, they said, Lord, what a night. Not a light. What a Saturday night. And everybody come feel up the ackee. This one is soft, this one rotten, this one no good. And they wouldn't buy. So they made this song. What a night, not a light, not a bite, nothing to eat. And everybody come, all they do, feel up the ackee, and they don't buy any. So they make this song. The lady singing this song would tie the head with the bandana, like that plaid thing I have, and have the big round dress, and then they sing and say, everybody come feel up, and na 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 na.
And they make a thing out of it.
And the ackee is a fruit.
It's a fruit.
Yeah.
I had a plant of it up at the place.
Yeah.
And there's a tree. Yeah. There's a tree. Let me see. Oh, there's a tree right in the back here.
Yeah.
The street behind me right here.
Is there any other name for ackee?
Just ackee. It's a fruit that we prepare with codfish or saltfish. Yes, and onion and oil and black pepper and thing, and it's delicious. Eat it with fried dumpling, eat it with bami, eat it with boiled bananas, anything. Very, very delicious. But we have a lot of these national things that are unique to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Songs, rhythm, plays, everything. Sometimes from this, when we get in the mood,
when the kids play games, the brown girl in the ring,
tra-la-la-la-la.
Stand up, everybody hold hands, and you make a circle, and some one girl is in the ring, and they sing, and there's a brown girl in the ring.
Yes, tra-la-la-la, then you show me your motion and the dance, tra-la-la-la.
Then you dance, and you switch places, and everybody get a chance to go in the ring.
Did you know the Junkanoo band that was at the festival? They sing that brown girl in the ring.
They did?
Yeah.
It's like children's song. Yeah.
See, their families, you know, they come from the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Some of them were born there.
We have Junkanoos in Jamaica, too.
Yes.
Christmas time, you have the devil, you have this, everything, you have that, everything. The bad bull, the cow, everything. Junkanoo, the dance on the street.
Christmas time,
yeah.
That's the big time.
Yeah, and then come around to you, give me something. When you must drop a money in the hand, give me something, and they dance around you. And if you don't give them any money, they'll butt at you and you have to run out.
You have is that your carnival time?
Yes.
Do you have another
Christmas
time?
No, Christmas is not carnival. They have street dance, Christmas time. The carnival time is the first Monday in August, which is Independence Day.
Uh-huh.
That's the big day, Independence.
So you don't have like a Mardi Gras?
They have started having one that day, I think, by 2 years.
Yes, since 2 years.
Is there any one religion that's dominant
in Jamaica?
Yeah. Or is it a lot?
It's a lot.
There's a lot.
Like everywhere else, Catholic is the
Catholic,
have a lot of
Church of God, Seventh-day Adventist. Seventh-day Adventist is widespread in Jamaica. Church of God and Catholic. And a lot of Presbyterian. Presbyterian.
Baptist not so much.
Not so much.
Well, we better pack up so you can...
Oh, it's 2 o'clock?
Almost.
Oh, it